You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, March 23rd, 2018, week 240. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Seska.
This is Destiny Pizza. It's time for some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is a movie that literally made me scream in the theater. The Gift.
Has that ever happened before?
I think it's happened
or
since.
Or recently. It has happened since?
Yeah, I screamed once at this movie.
Really?
And once in Lights Out, I think. It made me go, mm-hmm. Ugh!
But other people, were you the only ones at these times?
No, I don't think for either of them I was the only one.
Okay. Is it weirder for you to scream during a movie or laugh at awkward parts in movies that shouldn't be laughed at that you find funny that no one else is laughing at?
I still do that, so I don't think it's a big deal.
That's so funny. It's like no one either got the joke or heard it the way I heard it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to the movies to enjoy them in any way. If it's laughing when Katniss's sister is getting killed, that's my choice.
True.
Yeah. Because I'm like, this is ridiculous. She's dying now?
No, other people are seeing it that way. They're like, whoa, I'm so emotionally involved. This is
yeah,
sad.
I guess, but it's dumb. You shouldn't get it so emotionally involved in such a bullshit movie.
All right. Fair enough.
What's your recommendation?
My recommendation is People Like Us. Chris Pine. Elizabeth Banks. Basically, the story is like Chris Pine's dad dies, and then his dad says, like he inherited a bunch of money from his dad, and then he's like,
"You can only marry people like us."
And like he actually has a black girlfriend. He's like, "Oh no!"
He's like, "Oh no! I'm glad my dad's dead."
But the money comes with strings.
Yeah, it's the executor. That's the real racist that he has to try to trick.
Yeah. He's like, no, she just looks black. It's the tan. And then there's all these hoops and hijinks. No, that does not happen. But yeah, but then the money says, oh, you got to split this with this person. And it's like, who is this person? And then he ends up, well, I don't think it's a spoiler because I think it's revealed kind of early. I don't know. But he finds out that that's like his, he finds out he has a sister he didn't know about. And then but she doesn't know that. So then she's like, he's like trying to give him the money, but then like a lot of stuff happens that I don't,
it gets into spoiler. Together?
Spoiler. Oh, no, that does not happen.
She's like, ooh, a hot man.
He knows the whole time, but
he's like, oh, this is so awkward. Like I can't,
but he's like, that's what she kind of thinks. But then like, he knows that that's his sister. So he's like doing all this stuff for them, but they don't really know why. I think he comes to give them the money under the pretense, oh, that your dad left you this money, but he doesn't tell them who he is or something like that. I think that's how it goes. I haven't seen the movie in a little while. But yeah, it's a pretty good movie. I like it. Check it out. It's on Netflix.
On Netflix today, Alexa and Katie season 1, Dino Truck Supercharged season 2, Game Over Man, that's a new, what's his name, from Workaholics. Adam.
Which one? Oh, Divine.
Adam Divine.
I didn't know which one.
Layla.
Oh, it's all the people Workaholics are in that.
Oh yeah, there. I think all three of them are.
Yeah.
The Mechanism season 1, Requiem season 1, Roxanne, Santa Clarita Diet season 2, Sword Guy the Animation part 1, and tomorrow Red Trees, which I hope is a murder stoner movie.
Whoa.
But I don't think it is.
Could be though. Titles.
Should be. That's a cool movie.
Titles sound cool.
Red Trees.
What is a red trees? It's literally, there's some pictures of red trees.
It's a documentary about her father's families who were survivors of the Nazi occupation of Prague.
There you
during World War II.
Of course it's about Nazis. I should have guessed that.
From Nazis or Soviets? You could
Nazis
go either way.
Or Soviets. It's one of those two.
Let's get into the Freestyle Friday.
Yes.
Well, I yawn.
Yawning.
How was your week?
Week was all right.
Mm-hmm.
Watched some March Madness started this week. Been watching some college basketball stuff. Then San Diego State lost, and I was very
disappointed.
Not happy. because they were down like the whole game. They came all the way back, and then they lost in the last second, which was very annoying and got me very angry because they were on such a hot win streak. They were on a 9-game win streak, and they just
threw it away.
Just threw it away. And then the team they beat lost to the buzzer beater yesterday.
Did that make you happy?
Crazy. But I was like, yes, good. You guys should lose on this buzzer beater. So that was good, but yeah, and the other crazy thing, a 16 seed beat a 1 seed for the first time ever.
Dude, is that normal that they play each other?
Yeah, because it's the way it works is it's like a 64-team tournament. There's 4 number 1 seeds in each bracket, so the 1 always plays the 16 to start. But a 1, like a, so the 1s are like the best 4 teams in the league, yeah. And then the 16s are the 4 worst. So that's never happened. They always play each other in the first round, and they've never won in the
whole seems unfair.
History. Of the- well, I always that's
thought
the
that
point.
Was. I always thought that was super unfair. Like the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
Like the first game of the season is always against like the worst team.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was so unfair. It should be a rematch.
Yeah.
Well, of I think like whoever beat them and the in their conference.
I think they're just trying to give them like an advantage.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. They already get they already get like voting. Or something, right? Do they get anything like that? Like draft during the draft?
No, they get they get penalized in the draft.
They should
like the worst.
They should
teams.
Get penalized by for everything. Congratulations, you won. Now, welcome back to reality.
Yeah, but they play like their disadvantage is they played longer into the year, so they're tired.
It's
I mean,
like
it's
a
pretty
month.
Important.
It's like important. What month?
Yeah.
More into the year? Okay.
It hurt. I mean, it's in football especially. It's a physical game. It takes a toll. People get
useless.
Concussions and stuff. And they...
Well, yeah, they're all going to get concussions.
Yeah. So
it's like a lottery ticket.
You had 4 more games. That's like 1/4 of another season. So they only play 16.
Yeah.
That's
and the rest week after before the
Man,
Super Bowl.
You sound like these football people who are like, football's soft now.
Yeah, it is soft.
All right.
They should be playing 3 games a week.
I think people are crazy.
Like basketball.
Anybody who plays football is crazy.
Or baseball, I think. Baseball, they should be playing doubleheaders.
And they play a lot of baseball. That's a lot of baseball.
No, I'm saying they should do... Some teams should play twice in a day.
They do that, actually.
What, in football?
That's a real thing. No, baseball.
Yeah, I'm saying they should do that in football.
They would all die. You want to see them die.
I want to see some exhaustion. I want to see them put everything on the field. I don't want to see them go back home with their supermodel wives and their... Their
just
fancy cars. More. I want to see them go to the hospital. It's XFL, baby.
I think they're trying to bring it back, actually.
They are bringing it back.
They bring the XFL back.
Yeah, because Trump.
Yeah, he's like, oh, real football.
He's like, yeah, that's the one thing me and him can watch, come together on. We're like, man,
suffer.
These pussies. Football players are pussies, right, Trump?
Yeah, you two are the number one people, I think, to play football. Like, oh, those are guys are the hardcore guys
yeah.
would go out there if they broke an arm or something.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, played
Why?
Tackle football once, I got a concussion.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. See, that's what I'm saying. I didn't do that
pads.
Every day.
I wasn't in pads or anything. I was just...
That does not help from concussions. I'm sorry.
Helmets, I think, have to help a little bit.
I don't think they do. I think because they attack each other with their helmets.
No, but that's not what happened. That's not what caused my concussion.
True.
Someone body slammed me.
There you go. See that
picked me up off the ground and threw me down.
That's so nuts. That's why you don't play football.
Yeah.
Even flag football.
I think I was barely over 100 pounds at the time.
Yeah. That sounds awful.
I don't even know if I had the ball or not. It might have just been like guy
I'm just
going to
tackle you.
Me.
I think that's the excuse of football. You'd be like, oh, I just tackle people. And be like, oh, I didn't see you didn't have the ball.
Oh, I thought you had the ball.
I just assumed.
That was I was very tricked by your handoff.
And then once you get out of that concussion, he's like, oh, no, you did have the ball.
Even I'm like, oh, okay.
All right, I guess you said so. I mean, I have a concussion. I can't really be too sure if I didn't have the ball.
Yeah.
So there you go. But yeah, so been watching some of that. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, nothing really much else. Yeah, I don't know. Just been watching some March Madness. Your week, how's it been going? Is it raining here too?
It rained
a little. It's been like a weird rainy.
I was like waking up early all week.
Mm-hmm.
Because of daylight
savings.
Yeah,
the daylight savings.
So I was going to work early all week.
Yeah.
That's weird. I had an eye exam on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I a candidate for LASIK? And he's like, yep. And I was like, okay. I'm going to go see if I can get LASIK. Because everyone who I know who has it is like, oh my God, it's the best
thing
ever.
Everyone loves LASIK.
But I want to do the more... I'm going to do I'm interested in PRK,
which is
like an older form, but there's no flap. So with LASIK, they like cut a flap of your eye,
uh-huh.
do the laser, and then put the flap back.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I want mm-hmm. them to just laser off, and then your skin reheals.
Oh. Huh.
Properly.
Yeah.
And then someone can punch you in the eye.
Yeah.
And you won't ruin, like, because if I went to Brian and punched him in the eye,
yes.
he would have to get LASIK again.
Really?
There's a chance.
What the fuck?
Because the flap could, like, burst,
oh,
they say.
Damn, I did not know that.
So with this PRK,
you could punch in the eye
and nothing happens.
Oh.
Well, I mean, normal.
I mean, normal, like, if you're, yeah.
It's a normal level of getting
It's a normal level
yeah.
of anybody can go blind if you punch them in the eye enough.
I think probably.
Yeah.
Detach their retina or something. Mm-hmm. But the guy's like, you need to tell me in 30 days if you're going to do this or not, because either then or else you're going to have to order your contacts and you don't get like a fat rebate. Mm. It's like, okay.
Is it just looking at your eyes they can tell if you're a candidate for LASIK, or they do something extra?
No, they need to see that your prescription hasn't changed for like a certain amount of years.
Oh.
And then I have to go to like this place in Newport to get a consultation for the LASIK to see if I'm a candidate, because he's worried that the skin might be too thin
mm-hmm.
around my eyes, because apparently I have thin skin. I'm thin-skinned around thin my
skin.
Eyes.
Around eyes are thin-skinned.
Yeah, when they say I'm thin-skinned, they didn't know.
It's like, I'm talking about my eyes.
Literally thin-skinned. So it's...
that was just a saying.
Yeah.
Not really a real thing.
So that was that.
Are big bones a real thing too?
Yeah. Yeah, so there was that. And then did the Fruity Pebble French Toast.
Oh, that was delicious.
That was awesome.
I think we perfected it.
Yeah. I'm really happy with how that turned out. And then got ice cream last night and pizza. That's about it. It's pretty laid back week.
Low key. Yep.
Yeah.
I got the Infinity War tickets.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to see that.
Yeah, so we're going to see that.
26th.
26th, yes. Finally, Thursday. Another Thursday movie.
Yeah.
We've done that in a while.
Also, I feel like I did something. I saw Black Panther again on Sunday.
Nice.
I didn't really do much. This whole week was like really laid back. Yeah. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, whenever it's raining, I'm like,
I don't want to do anything.
I'm like, it's raining, kind of. It was so weird because it was like raining, but it was like sometimes it would rain for like a little bit of time and then it would stop raining. I don't understand. Like, I'm used to it when it rains here, it rains consistently for a while and then stops and then it won't rain again forever. But now it's like, oh, today it's raining. A couple days from now, it'll rain again and stop. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. It's like raining last night a little bit. This is weird.
Yeah. That's it.
I think that's it.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.